And we welcome you to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next few minutes, we're going to take a look at the Giants and the Seattle Seahawks. And joining me, as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. How are you, Pat?
The disappointed.
Very disappointed. It is very disappointing.
Yeah, what else can you say?
This is uncommon ground for us. Normally, you get to the last
game
of the regular season.
Let me ask you something. These little sit-downs that we do each week, can we...
Still a lot to talk about.
Oh. Okay.
To bring the conversation down to its lowest element, we welcome in Fooch.
I'm sorry. I lost my concentration. You know, I picked this up the other day as a little souvenir because kind of like the symbol for the season here. You know, just when I thought I got out, this team reminds me again that this little thing here, Mr. Hanlon.
Good shot.
It's not good when they're being thrown at your football teams in critical situations.
You know, you didn't have this. This doesn't have to be homemade. We could have gotten you a real one.
You know what? I'll worry about the homemade props. You worry about your football team.
Yeah, okay.
Paul Schwartz of the New York Post.
Good luck.
Are the flags orange? The official NFL flags are orange now?
I'm colorblind, so I don't know what color that is.
Well, you know what?
I know what it represents, though.
It's Justin Tuck said it best this week. It's about trying to avoid being embarrassed this week. That's what it's come to for the Giants. Let's go out there and not get embarrassed against the Seahawks.
Win one for the giveaway.
Come on now.
Well, it's
are you
Here's how you keep from getting embarrassed. Go out and play
hard.
Go out and play hard and play smart.
And you know what? You know what I'm concerned about? This team, over the years, late in the season, has laid down. We talk about.
That's not true.
Please don't talk in generalities.
No, because. Let me say something.
No,
first.
Let me say
because
something.
Because this is something that has annoyed the hell out of me.
Really? I didn't notice.
Sounds like it.
For the last month. You people, right?
Yes.
You act like there's one of two options. You either play or you quit.
No.
There's yes. That has been
easy.
The storyline for a month. And that quitting is not an option. You know, the mantra of finish has served us well around here in the past.
Yes.
It's going to serve us well again this year.
It also hasn't been accurate. I mean, finish was a great thing to say in 2011.
Okay.
Last year,
the team finished
incredibly poorly. Oh. My point is that this team has not always played the old, we're playing for pride. It has not shown. I'm not talking about quitting.
Give me an example.
Quits.
You're talking in generalities.
Last year against the Falcons. Last year against the Ravens.
But the Ravens won a Super Bowl. They were two different teams.
Correct. But they were important games for playoff positioning to try
and
to get
the playoffs.
Awful games. Awful.
Right. But I don't think they quit.
This team does not have a track record of going and playing really hard and well to the finish, whether you win or lose.
You just contradicted
the
yourself.
Two years ago.
What year is this? 13?
This is
2 years ago. That's exactly what we did.
2 years ago.
We finished better than any other team in the league.
2 years ago.
Last year, we finished as poorly as a team can finish.
You know what 2 years ago was? An aberration. It was an aberration.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have an aberration twice in 6 years? Does that qualify as an aberration? I don't know what dictionary you people use on the desk over at the Post.
Yeah. You people?
Twice in 6 years is not an aberration.
What about four of the last 5 years not in the playoffs? That is not an aberration. That is a trend.
I think you hit a nerve.
You know what?
Oh,
and nobody's arguing with that, which is precisely what the general manager was pointing out before the season started.
Yes.
Words that... conveniently, you people will use against him now.
What word?
Right? That there's a sense of urgency and that only making the postseason, whatever the numbers are, is not acceptable.
Well,
it's not acceptable for anybody in this building.
A few times you've been out talking.
Well, I'm enjoying this. I think the concern is not about the Giants quitting. I think the concern is the amount of talent that Seattle brings into Giants Stadium this week and if the Giants can match up offensively,
defensively, and play a good game. Play your butt off. If you lose, you lose to a better team. But I want to see
some fight and
some spirit.
Okay.
You know what we have, coach?
We have spirited fans. And we're going to get to the questions via Twitter.
That was spirit.
And we return to Giants Online after this.
An orange flag.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com. This Sunday, the Giants will hold their annual Touchdown for Tots drive when they take on the Seattle Seahawks. The U.S. Marines will be located at each gate to accept donations of unwrapped toys. Please join the Giants and the U.S. Marines for the Touchdown for Tots drive. Let's go to the questions.
Let's go to the Twitter feed.
At Giants fan in PA asks, besides John Beeson, who has been the biggest surprise on the Giants this year?
The biggest surprise on the Giants this year. Well, you know what? I don't know if it's a surprise, but I like the way Tuck has responded and come back when a lot of people thought he was finished. So I might go Justin Tuck. Not that I think that he wasn't capable of it, but we wonder with the injuries.
I like that one. That's a good one. You know what? We'll keep it a surprise.
No, don't be positive. No. Positive. I've got a negative one.
Wow.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. Well, the positive one, even though he's a first-round draft pick, Justin Pugh is playing better and better as the season's gone on.
You know, he hasn't been a train wreck.
That's for sure.
The first month he's going through some growing pains. I find it amazing. He can be the first-round draft pick since the great Lawrence Taylor to start all 16 games for the Giants as a rookie.
That is
incredible.
That's a long time of a guy not quitting. That last interception that Eli threw last week in San Diego.
Tremendous hustle.
This kid hustles across the field and laid a hit on. Anyway, what's your negative?
No, he should be dragging. He should be dragging, and he's not.
What's your negative?
Let's see.
Can I go a little more positive before you get to your negative?
Yeah.
Will Hill. Been even better than we thought he would be.
After missing the first four, yeah.
I mean, I think Hakeem Nicks is a negative. You know, I mean, the guy has no touchdowns, and he doesn't look – last week, excellent. You know, he showed that form, that spirit, 51 yards down the field, great. The guy has to have a touchdown.
There's been a few negatives.
My biggest surprise is the lack of consistency in our offense.
Passing game.
That, to me, has been the biggest surprise. Coming into the season, you would have hung your hat on that.
On the passing game, absolutely.
The most alarming thing about this is, we talked about this before the show, you know, in the last 8 weeks, like when they play Seattle on Sunday, that's the first time they're going to be going against a top-ranked defense since Kansas City. They played Philadelphia twice.
Dallas.
Played the Cowboys. They played the Redskins. San Diego's defense was ranked 28th. They've played all these teams ranked somewhere between 26 and 32 in pass defense. And the Giants have run the ball, which would lead you to believe that they should be able to pass the ball.
That's been crazy. Since Andre Brown's got back here, and, you know, a little bit with Brandon Jacobs, a little bit with Peyton Hillis. The offense has been balanced enough that, you know, there's a lot of second and fours, second and fives. You can do anything you want. The first game of the season, we all thought, wow, that's the Giants, right? All right, the turnovers were awful, but they're throwing a ball all over the field. They're going to have an explosive, high-powered passing attack. And it just hasn't been there. Not once has it been a whole game where you said, wow, that's a really terrific
game. More OTAs this year.
You watch the Cowboys every week, and they're giving up
torched
450 yards. And the Giants, it was like a battle to get to 21 points.
Okay. Now that we've covered all the surprises, what's next?
At Al Karens, will Adrian Robinson be making his debut anytime soon?
They want to see this guy, Adrian. I mean, is this Mark Bavaro reincarnated?
Well, look, you brought up Jerry Reese before about his line. You know, Jerry Reese, the moment the words came out of his mouth when Adrian Robinson was drafted, I said, he is going to regret saying that, calling Adrian Robinson the JPP of tight ends.
Adrian Robinson's career is barely over. It hasn't started. I mean, it's not nearly over. Right. It hasn't started.
It has started.
No, it has not started.
This is his second
year. He hasn't gotten on the field.
Well, but you know what?
It'll start when he gets on the field.
But he's been hurt, and the last month or more, 6 weeks, he's been practicing every day and been healthy and can't get a uniform, which tells me that there's a problem there that he's not very good right now.
Something's wrong because, you know, they want to win football games, and if they could get that guy on the field and be a matchup problem or help them in run blocking, he'd be on the field. So something's wrong.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to talk about the Giants and Seahawks as Seattle comes in as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
Hey, MSG has the best Big Blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back to Giants Online on Giants.com. We had one more question from Twitter.
Why not?
At M. Jonillo.
I got to throw a flag on this one.
Are the Giants capable of having a bounce back year in 2014?
Absolutely. Anyone in the National Football League is capable of having. Any team is capable.
Carolina, the coach was going to be fired.
It's year to year in the NFL. I mean, that's what we've learned, especially when you have a proven coach, a proven quarterback, and, you know, hopefully a proven running game. I think you can do it.
Yeah, there's no question. You just look at the Redskins this year, right? The Redskins were 3-7.
We're talking about bouncing back.
How about the Eagles?
No, the Redskins had a great year, and now they're bad.
How about the Eagles?
You never know what's going to happen. The Eagles were terrible, and now they're good. Right. The Giants are not a terrible team. No. They played terribly this season.
Just have to rebuild their lines and they need some stuff. Not as much as you think, but they do have to.
How do you know what I think?
Because you said they need a lot. I don't think they need a lot.
They do need a lot.
Arizona was in the mix here. Yeah. I mean, yeah, and look at Houston. Everyone thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl, and
they went.
So yes, to answer the question,
they can
see
clearly they can have as long as you have. If you're searching for a quarterback, then you got some issues,
right?
But they got a quarterback
and a capable coach.
So, obviously, Seattle is a very formidable team, physical football team. They don't put a ton of points on the board.
Right. Don't beat themselves.
But you know that it's going to be a physical football game.
You don't see this too many times against them.
And I think the Giants will bounce back big this week.
Russell Wilson.
You think they'll play a good game?
The way they've been playing, and then to play the way they played last week, I think there's a lot of pride in that locker room.
I know there's a lot of pride.
You know what, though, which ties
into the answer to that last question.
You know, it's going to be difficult for them to really establish a big time passing game. The Seattle secondary is so big and so physical, you just don't get open a lot. And if Eli throws the ball up and is a little, they'll take it and they'll take it back. Marshawn Lynch. I can see the Giants' defense playing okay.
But it might be asking him too much to keep it close in the fourth quarter. Is what I think you're trying to say, Paul.
But Seattle plays a lot of close games on the road. They don't put a lot of points
at this
up
time
on the
of
board.
Year. You have a team that's eliminated, a team that's going for home field advantage. A lot of times in that fourth quarter, if it's tough, if it's cold, they go the other way. It's very hard getting an upset in a game like this. Very hard. It'll be interesting to see what the crowd is like.
The only thing that's going to help the Giants is get off to a good start. Get the fans behind you.
I think you got to play the game.
But Paul, a good start is... You can't be 10-0 like they were this week.
Well, that's true.
It just deflates the team. You could see against San Diego, 7-0. You missed the field goal because of a penalty. They come back on. They kick the field goal. It's 10-0. You could feel the air go right out of the balloon.
All right, so with that said...
He better be lucky I'm strapped into this.
That's right. He's got a seatbelt. With that said, your prediction for this week's game?
Well, I took a lot of heat from Mr. Hanlon when I picked San Diego last week, so I guess this week, 27-14, Seattle.
It's a pretty good score. I'll kick a little lower. I'll say 24-7. I don't see the Giants scoring a lot of points in this game.
Well, he thought really hard about that. That's why they play the game, though, Pat.
That's right.
That is... I'd like to ease my disappointment a little bit this week.
Okay, and just remember, if you're coming to the game...
That's right.
Giants, U.S. Marine Corps, unwrapped toy, you bring it, you drop it off, make a kid have a very Merry Christmas. So for Pat Hanlon,
can I get my flag back?
Mr. Schwartz of the Post, thanks for watching. Giants Online here on Giants.com. Enjoy your football, everybody.